There's an amazing Agarata on today's daf that begins at Amun Beis by warning against being boastful. If one is a chacham person, is a wise person, and boasts about their wisdom and their knowledge, a person will end up, says the Gemara, losing their wisdom. And if they are a prophet, if they're a Navi, they will lose their ability to be a prophet. The Nevuah will be lost. The first part we see from Hillel on Amud Aleph. We know in Pirkei Avos, after the pairing, the Zugot, the beginning of the first parak, we have the pairs of scholars, of Talmidei Chachamim, of these rabbis who were the heads of the community, the heads of the Sanhedrin, and so on. They were in charge of what was going on at the time in terms of Jewish community. Shemaya and Atalion, they were really the heads of the Sanhedrin. And after them, there's Hillel and Shammai. So our Gemara says there was actually an in-between period where you had serving the B'nai B'Seira, and you served the heads of the Sanhedrin. So a serious question came up of an Erev Pesach that fell on Shabbos, and we've been discussing the last few Dapim, and the B'nai B'Seira didn't have the answer of what to do with the Korban Pesach. So Hillel had just arrived to Eretz Yisrael from Babel, returning since he had been born in Eretz Yisrael, and he answered the question, and the B'nai B'Seira gave up their position and appointed Hillel in place of them as the president of the community, the Nasi. Unfortunately, Hillel mocked them, saying, "Mi garam lahem lachem she'el mi Bavel ve'ya Nasi aleichem? What caused it that I should come all the way from Bavel, and now I'm taking over your job? It says, because of your laziness. You didn't work hard enough in your learning." And as a punishment for Hillel saying this, another question came up, and Hillel had to confess that he didn't know the answer. When it comes to that's the example by Chochmah. When it comes to the example by Nevuah, by prophecy, the example is given from Devorah. She said, Devorah, the prophet said, prophetess said, that everything was terrible until she came along, and now everything was solved. This is boasting. So she lost her Ruach HaKodesh. We know in the Sefer Shoftim, Shiras Devorah, the Song of Devorah, one of the songs of the Tanakh was said with Ruach HaKodesh, and when she lost that ability to have a prophecy, to have the deeper connection spiritually with Hashem, she had to wake herself up. She says, Uri, Uri, Devorah, wake up, Uri, Uri, Dabri Shir. So what is the deeper idea behind being boastful? So Elazar Breidowitz, a beautiful essay in Parshas B'Shalach, the year is Tafshin Ayin Tes, and he says, this punishment that Devorah got is for a person who is taking personal credit for what Hashem did. So he gives a mashal. He says, let's say Reuven bought a cake from a bakery and serves it to Shimon. Shimon says, Reuven, it's a great cake. You must have worked so hard to bake it. And what does Reuven do? He takes credit. So he says, that's bad enough. He should be humble. He should tell you where the cake really came from. So he adds that Rabbeinu Bachaye in Parshas Vayera says it's worse than this. By Devorah, the honor that Hashem should have received, she took it for herself. And he says the line, Kol Olam Kulo, Umlo, Lo Nivru Elich Vodo, the whole world in its entirety was only created for the honor of Hashem. And she took credit. Therefore, her Ruach HaKodesh was extinguished. There's a link and complementary element between the Song of Devorah and the Song of the Yam, which of course, the Shiras Devorah is the Haftorah for Parshas B'Shalach, which we'll wait for the complementary element until we get to Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches later on in the Masechta to discuss it. But Elazar Breidowitz notes the huge contrast in the Song of the Sea, the Az Yashir, that's in the Parsha of B'Shalach. Aside for Az Yashir Moshe, there's no reference, except for that opening word, there's no reference to Moshe. And he gives credit to Hashem throughout the entire Az Yashir. Whereas Devorah, she makes a few references to what she accomplished in the battle with Sisera. And as a result, Moshe was the paradigm, as we know, of humility and anava, never looking for anything himself. As the Maharal explains, Kola Omar Davar B'Shem Oma Mevi Gilula Olam, when you're quoting Torah, when you're quoting something and you say it over from the source that it comes from, you bring redemption to the world. And the source, of course, is from the story of Purim. And always connecting everything back to its source, explains the Maharal. That's how you bring redemption to the world. So this person is Hashem's messenger. We learn from Devorah what not to do. We learn from Moshe the story of Az Yashir and the splitting of the sea to put everything back, to realize where everything comes. And through this, we bring redemption to the entire world.